So the Starmic stream flows to liberation. That's where it goes. If you get into the stream, that's the direction you're headed, whether you want to or not. And sometimes, like I had did yesterday, liberation is associated with letting go. But it's very easy to then think about letting go as something that you have to do. As opposed to letting go as something that you allow, something that you dispose yourself, you allow yourself to be open to the possibility. But there's another way of talking about this thing about liberation without talking about letting go. In some ways, it's more profound, more to the point, both for the stream to liberation, but also after liberation. And that is to let things be. Let it be. And what that means, and it is the context of a retreat, meditation is one of the best places to understand this. It gets complicated once we try to apply this to complexity of our life that we live. That's for later. But for now, here, this retreat, letting be means not getting involved, not being involved in being for or against, wanting or not wanting. Something arises, something appears, something exists for us, and we let it be without the self being involved, without interfering with it, without feeding it, participating with it, reacting to it, just letting it be. Each thing that appears, let it be. If what arises is a desire or an aversion, let it be. But really let it be. Leave it alone. Don't touch it. And the partner in this letting be, or almost synonymous with it, is mindfulness, is the recognition of what's there, what it is that we're letting be. The simple recognition of mindfulness is a form of letting be. Just know it. This is how it is. If you want to make it complicated for yourself, then whatever you know, whatever appears, whatever thought or feeling, sensations, desire, it's the natural outcome of 5 billion years of evolution. It has come to this. Wow. It's just there was a lot of causes and conditions that had to be in place. Things had to just kind of play out just the right way. That for all these billions of years, you had a thought about what you really need to have for lunch. Wow. It's just nature. That's what the universe does. Line things up a certain way, and there are these thoughts about lunch. Wow. Let it be. Don't take it personally. Don't be involved. Just a clear recognition, very simple. And soon enough, hopefully, you get over your amazement and just let it be simple. Let it be. So sitting here now, maybe with your eyes closed, just recognize in whatever obvious, immediate way that's available to you, how are you? Just the simplest possible recognition. Oh, it's like this. And can you let it be? Be content to just know it without being involved in it, judging it. Wanting to hold on to it or want it not to be there. Just let it be. And in the simplest way, how are you in your body? How's your body? If you tune into your body, how is it? And recognize it in the simplest, uncomplicated way. Just this is a body. And let it be. Let it be as it is. And within the body, as part of the body, how is breathing known? And let it be. Let the breathing be the breathing. To let things be is like making space for things to be, being spacious about it, as if there's lots of room for things to be there. To let things be is related to a gentle stillness in the mind. The kind of stillness that's doesn't need to pick up or be involved. It's content just to know, to make room for, be spacious. Allow things to be. To settle in further. How's the in-breath known? Letting it be. How's the out-breath known? Letting it be. And how are you in relationship to being mindful? Are you straining? Are you complacent? Have you pulled back from being mindful, or are you pushing ahead? Or is mindfulness just present? Whatever way it is, let it be. Let it be, but know it. Know it as it is. And as you know things, as you let them be and as you know them, let that be the same as allowing things to change, allowing things to unfold the way things do. Allowing breathing to unfold, received in a mind that lets things be. If anything is difficult for you as you meditate, let it be. Know it and let it be. Make room for it and be curious. What unfolds if you don't get involved in it? But hold it in awareness. Know it and let it be. Don't miss an opportunity to let things be. If thinking creeps in from the back and you find yourself thinking unknowingly, you won't be able to know it and let it be in a clear way. It's in the clear knowing, recognition, and the letting be. That we can allow the Dharma stream to flow through us. If we allow things to be unknowingly, chances are it's the karmic stream. When you notice your mind is wandered off in thought, then you know it. Knowing it, let it be. If something's happening that prevents you from letting things be, know that and let that be. Whatever is known, let it be. Free from your involvements, free from your preferences. Allow it to unfold as it does. As you continue your practice today, maybe you can appreciate that when knowing is clear and awareness is clear about what it's aware of, that there is in the knowing a letting be. You can continue your practice as you do it in your own way. But maybe when you're settled, you can begin appreciating the letting be that's in the knowing. The knowing in its simplicity is not for or against. Knowing in its simplicity has no desires, aversions. In its simplicity, knowing just knows, allows things to be as they are. And if you're out of the way, if you're really out of the way, letting things be, trust what happens when you're not involved. Trust the unfolding. The one announcement for today is that today Inez has a meeting, a drop-in practice discussion group with the full participants at 7:15. So it's optional. Welcome to attend if you'd like. Thank you so much, and please care for your practice and enjoy yourself today practicing. Thank you.